right, wrong, or indifferent, because of all this, you've become the face of bullying in America. Somebody thinks of a bully, they think of Richie Incognito.
This isn't an issue about bullying. This is an issue of mine and John's relationship, where I've taken stuff too far, and I didn't know it was hurting him.
I'm Ross Capuano, WRPR News. The recent ongoing story and situation in the NFL has to do with a player, Richie Incognito of the Miami Dolphins, who has been accused of hazing or bullying another player, causing the player who is being bullied to walk away from the game for at least this NFL season. While these things occur in almost all professional locker rooms, do they occur within high school or college locker rooms as well? I'm here with Kyle Rabioli, 22, a baseball player and currently a student at Rampo College. Do you think hazing or bullying should be taken out of sports?
I do not think hazing should be taken out of sports because the new members build a strong bond with the older members.
Have you ever been part of a locker room that used hazing or bullying as a way to become closer?
Yes, I have. My freshman year of baseball season, I was utilized to carry the equipment and fill up the water jugs for all the upperclassmen.
I'm now with Dave Tucker, 22, of South Amboy, New Jersey. Dave is a soccer player and currently a coach for an indoor league here in South Amboy. Dave, do you think hazing belongs in sports?
No, absolutely not.
Why?
I believe that it makes kids feel as though they're being punished, and it damages their mental well-being.
Have you ever been part of a team that uses these techniques?
Yes. In high school, the upperclassmen used to throw the freshmen in showers as part of initiation.
And you saw this?
I did see this. I did not participate in it, though.
While bullying is not a part of sports, hazing seems to be. And while nothing major should be going on, some players take it too far. Making a rookie or new member carry the equipment is part of the game. It builds their character, they pay their dues, just like every other player has. This is sports, mostly physical and extremely mental. And if you can't handle a small prank or joke, then maybe you just don't belong. I'm Ross Capuano, WRPR News.